Two employees beat down for stealing from the champ. Phil to New York done, and a baller spending a stack a week on phone apps. Free agency first, Cowboys cut DeMarcus Ware, couldn't come to terms on a restructured contract. That move will save them 7.4 towards the cap next year, and his jersey is now selling for, Albert, 75% off. DeMarcus is scheduled to meet with the Broncos today. Broncos replaced Champ Bailey already. Aqib Talib signs a $57 million deal. Well, he will sign it. He'll get that over 6 years. $26 million of it is guaranteed. Julius Peppers let go in Chicago. Carlos Rogers let go in San Francisco. 49ers got Jonathan Martin via trade from Miami, a conditional seventh-round pick. Also, 49ers scoop Blaine Gabbert from Jacksonville. Get this. You remember the Jags gave up two picks to pick this dude, 10th overall in 2011. Well, they let him go for a six-rounder in this year's draft and a possible conditional pick in next year's draft. Donald Brown bounces from Knapp, 10-mil deal to sign with the Chargers. Browns and Raiders are competing for the services of Darrelle Revis. Of course, he will be cut by 3:59 Eastern time today if no deal is reached. Redskins made moves not even worth mentioning, including Santana's new one-year deal. New York Post is reporting that Phil Jackson agrees to terms in New York. ESPN is reporting that the deal will be done by the end of the week. Speaking of the week, Shaquille O'Neal told the Wall Street Journal he spends $1,000 a week in mobile apps.
What kind of apps he got?
Oh, no. TMZ Sports is reporting Floyd Mayweather is responsible for the kidnapping and beating of two men for allegedly stealing while working on his Vegas home. Now, weeks after the work was done, it's alleged that the two men were told to meet Floyd somewhere. When they arrived, a crew was waiting on them.
Wow.
The men suffered broken legs and arms and had to be hospitalized. According to the story, Floyd later discovered that they were not involved. Too late, from what I understand, they have already hired lawyers.
Somebody in trouble.
Russ Parr's favorite manager, Ron Washington, paid a $200 fine in pennies. Championship week in college beatball continues. More auto bids were handed out yesterday. Today, the A-10, Big 12, ACC, Big 10, SEC, Mountain West, and Pac-12 tourneys will all pop off. I'm Super Ken with your sports, straight from the streets.